It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. As I've said, one of the huge benefits of Rona is that I know where she is, and that is Switzerland. And, you know, it's really, really nice not to have to focus on which country you're in. So thank you for this. Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Well, you are more than welcome. And yes, you are right again. From Switzerland, a little topic on the United Nations today. As we know, two of the main centers of the United Nations in Europe are in Geneva and in Vienna, Austria. And what is coming up very soon at the United Nations is a decision on who's going to run or replace the Secretary General of the UN, who is right now Antonio Guterres. I thought that it was an interesting take on such an old institution, the fact that while Antonio Guterres is almost certain to get a new mandate for 5 further years, as he seems to have the support of the main 5 permanent members of the United Nations, it is interesting to see and really a little bit exciting also, the fact that someone as young as 34 years old is going to try and be elected. This person is called Aurora Akanksha. And she's, as I said, 34 years old. Her background is very interesting, but by no means as impressive as the one from Antonio Guterres, considering that he's 71 years old and she's 34. But still, she studied in Toronto, got a master at Columbia, worked very shortly for the United Nations, and was shocked apparently by what she saw and what she felt, and decided that things have to change. Originally, she is from India, but she lived in Saudi Arabia because her parents were doctors and moved there for work. Then she studied in Canada and then finished her studies in the US. She truly believes that the United Nations are not doing a very good job and that they really can do better. And this is interesting because it's the take of someone that is younger, someone who is part of the so-called millennials, and someone who actually, without falling into all sorts of cliché, would like to improve the world. She would like to see a United Nations that is more innovative, that has a different dynamic. And she also thinks that the elitist approach of the people at the UN definitely hinders efficiency and basically final results. She is very open and speaks very clearly about what she thinks, even if that can be perceived as very direct or even too direct. But She does not have a diplomatic, any diplomatic experience, really. She is basically a young female voice in this context. And therefore, she also says that conferences and meetings and reports are not the future of the United Nations. And in other words, she would like to see more action. She would like to see less nice words. She also find very much that, you know, it's no use to talk in a paternal way or to give good advice, but she really think that it's time basically to maybe shake a little bit an old institution, after all 76 years old institution, and define why, for example, they are in financial difficulties. According to her, the UN is wasteful, and again, according to her, only 30% of the money that the budget that they have goes into actual causes, and the rest basically is used to make such a machine, a huge administrative machine, work. It's interesting because I heard actually many times from younger people asking some question about the UN in the sense of what's the real purpose and are they really performing at their very best, or is it a way to reduce administration and increase help? Also, why isn't it possible to have more young people, young voices? And that is something also that made me think, because Antonio Guterres did all his life an incredible job. He was also a former prime minister of Portugal. He worked as a United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and his CV is just stellar. He also emphasizes the fact that he wants to work for human dignity, and that he's a bridge builder, and that he's also, according his webpage, a promoter of reform and innovation. And my question was a little bit, while he is a promoter of reform and innovation, then wouldn't that be also the time when one is already 76 years old to maybe let the space to someone who might have less experience and might have a CV that is less impressive than his, but basically leave a space to younger generations who will also have to live with their decisions and should maybe have much more a spot on the table. And I would also mention the experience that she had, the trigger that maybe pushed her also to wanting to replace Mr. Guterres, is the fact that while at one point she was working in Uganda, she saw a child eating mud. And when she was back then at the UN and she told the story to a UN official, his answer was, mud has iron. That is, of course, something an answer that might leave anybody a bit speechless. But for her, it was like a trigger, maybe not the only one, I doubt it. But Miss Akanksha really understood that she wanted to do something more out of her life. And in order to help in a more efficient way, she is now thinking of shaking a little bit the institution of the United Nations and present herself as a candidate. Now, she knows for sure that she has absolutely no chance. And maybe that's not even winning is not even her purpose. Maybe her purpose is already just trying to open a conversation, to try to open a discussion in a surrounding where the members of the United Nations are all so involved in their geopolitical fight and struggles that maybe the main aims of such an institution gets a little bit lost, and this is what she would like to emphasize, and this is what she would like to highlight, that at its core, the United Nations is there to basically help people. And I guess that is probably her message, even knowing that she will not win that position.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.